You have tuned into the Wealthy Body Podcast, the go-to health and fitness podcast for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and elite marketers, where we show you and share with you the top strategies to seamlessly integrate health, fitness, fat loss, and performance into your busy schedule. So without further ado, I'm your host, Justin Feldman. Let's get into today's show. All right, welcome back to the Wealthy Body Podcast. I'm having some fun with this podcast. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for the opportunity to finally get this going. It's just fun to kind of jump on here, be myself, and know that I'm giving out value to you. So this is episode number 7. We've got a 9-part introductory series in this Wealthy Body Podcast. We can call it the Blast Off series if you want. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Let me know what this 9-part series should be called. I want a cool name for it. But anyways, this is episode number 7. The first 3 episodes we're talking about, if you missed the first 6 episodes, go back and listen to them for sure. Go back and listen to them. There's tons of value. So the first 3 episodes, we talked about strategy. We talked about nutrition. We talked about training. We talked about routines. If you're a busy entrepreneur and you can't get health in your life, listen to those episodes. I will help you integrate it in easily and effectively. From there, we went into mindset. We talked about, you know, goal setting and creating a deep why and a belief system that you can actually accomplish these goals. Because without that, I can give you the perfect strategy, or you can craft the perfect strategy. But if you don't have the mindset, excuse my language, but you're fucked. So mindset's huge. Those are episodes 4, 5, and 6. And now we're getting to the last piece of the puzzle. And if I can explain this to you in the most effective way possible, like I want to just share this image with you. Today is, at the time of recording, it's the 28th of December. So Christmas was a couple days ago. I want you to visualize that you're sitting down at a table. Right, you're sitting down at your dinner table, and you are writing a Christmas card to your best friend. So you grab a card and you write out this long paragraph of how much you love them and how amazing they are in your life. And maybe it's a hate letter. I don't know. It's probably not, though. You're writing how much you love them. You're writing it all out. And then you go and you grab the envelope, and you write their address on the envelope. And you put the stamp on there, and you put the card that you just spent all this time writing it on, you put it in the envelope, and everything's ready, but the last thing that you have to do before you send it out is you gotta lick the top part, or put tape, or whatever you do it, and close the envelope. The next 3 episodes is licking of the envelope. This is what seals the deal. This is what's going to allow you to take your health, and your fitness, and your performance, and not just try it and fail, or try it and then succeed a little bit, then try again, succeed a little bit. These next 3 episodes are going to help you glue it together and make it last long term. So if that's cool with you, I want to go ahead and give you that value, because the fact that you're on here right now means that you are, you know, you're interested in taking your life to the next level, which I appreciate. So with that being said, let's get into episode number 7. Today we're talking about accountability. Accountability. It's a big word. It's probably thrown around a lot, but I really think accountability is crucial. More specifically, there's 3 levels of accountability. As my phone goes off in the background, come on, Justin, I got to know the podcasting rules. But there's 3 levels to accountability. And if you ignore one of these levels, we're going to talk about all 3 in the next 3 episodes, but we're going to talk about level 1 today. But if you ignore one of these 3 levels, you're not going to milk out the benefits of accountability. We all know having accountability in any endeavor is super important, but there's 3 levels that it's kind of like, it's like walking through a door and putting your hand on the doorknob and having every intention of opening it, but like not actually pushing it forward to go through the door. So we're going to go through all 3 levels of it, and once you understand these, they're super simple. I'm going to break them down very quickly for you. Once you understand them, you're going to kick ass. So, number 1, so again, today's episode is just going to talk about the first level, and then tomorrow, or whenever the next episode comes out, we'll talk about the second and the third. So, today we're talking about the first level, which is having a coach or a mentor. Doesn't have to be someone you pay. Doesn't even have to be an expert. It just needs to be someone that you can directly stay accountable with. In my Wealthy Body program, that's why my clients get such great results, because I give them high level accountability in our community calls, which I just kind of gave you, just kind of gave away number two. So pretend like I didn't say that. And then also with talking to me one on one or my coaches, getting that one on one accountability is huge. I know for me, my first mentor that I ever had was free. It was when I was personal training in Boca, a place called The Facility. Shout out to Zach Olson, who I'm going to try and get on the podcast here. But he was one of my first mentors. Is when I graduated school with my exercise science degree, and I had just gotten into the training realm. I've been training for about a year at different locations, and I found this gym called The Facility, and he took me under his wing. I was still learning the ropes, and he shared with me, opened my mind to different program design, and just how to think differently about structuring a program for someone with certain ailments and what to think about. And it was just really, really cool, because he brought me to a new level. And that's what coaching and mentoring is all about, bringing yourself to a new level with the assistance of somebody else. Right, Tony Robbins always says the only way to transform is to raise the standards in which you see yourself. To raise the standards in which you see yourself in the fastest way, success loves speed, another quote, the fastest way to do that is having someone that can coach you, that can mentor you. And again, it doesn't need to be someone you pay. I believe that it really takes things to the next level when you pay. One of my mentors, Vince Del Monte, always says, you've got to pay to play. And I totally agree. But with that being said, it doesn't need to be a coach. It can be, you know, it could be your freaking mom. Go message your mom. Be like, hey, I'm starting this fat loss journey. I need you to yell at me if I don't do this. I don't know, unless you have deep-rooted family issues and don't do that. But it can be anyone. It can be for example, me and my good friends Tom, whenever we have any business endeavors, we tell each other about it, and we just hold each other accountable. So that is the first level. Having some kind of mentor, having some kind of coach. And really, if you look at the most successful entrepreneurs, the most successful people in the world, they all had mentors. I'm going to give you a list real quick. Mark Zuckerberg was mentored by Steve Jobs. Oprah Winfrey was mentored by Barbara Walters. Sheryl Sandberg was mentored by Larry Summers. Bill Gates was mentored by Warren Buffett. Richard Branson, mentored by Sir Freddie Lakers. The list goes on and on. J.R. Smith was mentored by LeBron James. Steven Spielberg was mentored by Jerry Lewis. You get the point. Having a mentor, as Jason Capital always says, having a mentor is not optional. It is mandatory. If you want to take yourself to the next level, you've got to have someone or something that will help bring you to that next level. So that is episode number one of episode number seven of nine, the nine-part series that we're doing. Hope you got some value out of this. If I can give you some action steps right now, it would be doing one of two things. Number one, figuring out where you're lacking and investing in a coach that has already done it. So if you're, you know, it doesn't need to be fitness, but if you are someone who is struggling with your fitness, if you are someone who is struggling with to implement it into your busy schedule and really perform at a high level, at a high octane every single day, then it may be in your best benefit, in best interest to go find a coach who does that. Doesn't need to be me, even though that's what I do, but you can also definitely find, I'm not here to promote myself. You can make that decision for yourself, but find someone who first and foremost gives a shit, but also is going to be the right person for you. So that's the first option, is just go find a coach. Or the second option is don't do that. It might take a little bit longer, but don't do that and just find someone. Find someone that will keep you accountable. You know, whether it's a friend, a family member, if you find some homeless person on the street, just tell them, give them your phone number and tell them to yell at you once a day. I don't know. Find a way. I just hired a an assistant, shout out to Arcelli, and she yells at me every single day to make sure I get my stuff done. It honestly helps me a lot. So finding someone who will keep you accountable on a one-on-one personal level is game-changing for your health, for your fitness, for your business, for your performance, for everything. So hope you got some value out of this podcast. If you did, hit me up on Instagram at @TheJustinFeldman. I would love to hear from you if you like this content. If you hate this content, do not hesitate. Tell me how you feel. I can take it, I promise. With that being said, I look forward to finishing off this 9-part series strong, and then we're going to get into so much good content in the future. But with that being said, hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I will talk to you in the next episode. All right, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You know the drill. I'm sure you listen to podcasts all the time. If you enjoy this content, if you're getting value out of this, please go ahead and give me a 5-star review, or just tell me if you don't like it. Like, literally go on there and tell me, yo, Justin, I don't like this content, just so I can know what it is that you're looking for and how I can improve the show. So without further ado, I'll let you get back into your daily grind. But again, thank you so much for tuning into the show. It means the world to me. Hope you have an amazing day. And as we say here at Wealthy Body, let your body lead the way. Talk soon.